Okay. So the topic that we're speaking about tonight is Simcha. Right now in the middle of Sukkot, Manas Simchaseinu, going into Simcha's Torah. Simcha is definitely in the air. And before we come to Simcha's HaChag, let's start with Simcha in general. You know that Simcha is something which is at the core of our lives throughout the year. Right now it's being highlighted in the fact that it's Zman Simchaseinu. But Simcha is something which, in general, as human beings, is a constant motivation for us to do anything. Let's actually jump to the last page here, and then we'll come back to the beginning. Starting from the world at large, some words from the French philosopher Pascal. All men seek happiness. This is without exception. Whatever different means they employ, they all tend to this end. The cause of some going to war and of others avoiding it is the same desire in both, attended with different views. The will never takes the least step but to this object. This is the motive of every action of every man. And then a few years later, in the last century, Freud also spoke about happiness, the striving, the motivation towards happiness, and being at the core of all of our actions. This is not on the sheets that you have in front of you, so I'll just read a sentence or two outside. When speaking about what motivates man, what do they demand of life and wish to achieve in it? The answer to this can hardly be in doubt. They strive after happiness, says Freud. They want to become happy and to remain so. This endeavor has two sides, a positive and a negative aim. It aims on the one hand at an absence of pain and displeasure, and on the other hand, at the experience of strong feelings of pleasure. So, again, Freud following in the line of thought, Pascal. What motivates man? What is man interested in achieving? We're interested in achieving for happiness. They want to strive after happiness, they want to become happy and remain so. Now segue, moving over to the world of Torah perspective. For those of us who are thinking, okay, that's having a constant drive for pleasure is something which is found in the world that's connected to maybe the secular side of man. But right at the beginning, we all know the famous words at the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim, the Perek Aleph of the Ramchal. I don't have it on the sheet. I'm sure everybody knows it by heart. Right when he's at the beginning, the first opening sentence, Yisod HaChasidus V'Shorosh HaAvoda HaTmima is sheyitbarev yitamed etzel adam machovato b'lomo l'ma tzarich sheyisim habato magmato v'kol asher amel kol yimei chayav. And then he says, V'hine ma shaharunu chachameinu zahu, the famous words of the Ramchal, Shaha'odam lo nivra ela lihitaneg al Hashem v'leyanot meziv shchinato. Shezeu ha-ta'anug ha-amiti v'idun ha-gadol mikol ha-idunim sheyicholim li-matzei. So man was created for pleasure. But here, the difference. What kind of pleasure? A spiritual pleasure. Litaneg al Hashem v'liyanot meziv shchinaso. And then he continues to speak about the steps that will take us towards our objective of attaining that pleasure. But again, the drive is happiness. The drive is pleasure. We want to be happy, no matter how you slice it. The question is, which part of us are we speaking about when we speak in terms of being happy, of pleasure? Is it a happy stomach? Is it a happy brain? Is it a happy heart? So there is the that's the question that will kick in as to what exactly will help us attain our goal. But at the core, the goal is the same of whatever we do. Whatever we do is what will bring us happiness. What will bring us simcha? And now going to the first source that you have on the sheet. Again, the famous words, especially at this point already in Sukkot. Everybody has seen this Rambam a couple times, speaking about the importance of simcha. At the end of Hilchos Lulav. Ha-simcha shi-yismach adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvos uva'avas ha-kel she-tziva behen avoda gdolahi. It has a lot of importance. Simcha is very important. The simcha that we have in mitzvos and avas Hashem, avas ha-kel, avoda gdolahi. V'kol ha-moneya atzma mi-simcha zu ra'uy li-para mimenu. Shenemar, if somebody does not allow himself, let's say it that way, Monea Atzmo does not allow himself, does not open himself, does not do things that will cultivate this simcha in his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ra'oili paramimenu, he'll be punished. Shenemar tachas ashelo avadet azat Hashem lokecha, besimcha v'tuv levav. You get all of, Am Yisrael is told about all of the punishments in the Tochacha. V'chol ha-magiz da'ato, megiz da'ato, v'chol leik kavod la'atzmo, u'mitchaber be'einav, v'mekomot elu, in the places where a person is supposed to be letting himself go in this realm of simcha, and he doesn't, because he wants to stay dignified. And above that, and not allow himself to engage in the simcha, he is a chote and a shote. Ve'al zeh is here, Shlomo ve'amar, al hitader lifnei melech. Don't be too proud in places where you're not supposed to be. On the other hand, kol hamashpil atzmo, u'mekel gufo b'mekomos elu. Adarav, if you let yourself go, and you do, and you are involved in simcha in the places that we are meant to, David Melech Yisrael Amar Unekaloti Od Mizot Vahiti Shafal Beinai Vein Vamevin Yavin Vain Hagdula Vakavod Ela Lismuach Lifnei Hashem Shanemar Vamelech David Mifazez Mechaker Lifnei Hashem. David is dancing wildly, dancing the Aron up to Yerushalayim, and despite the critics on the side, looking, what is that? Why is the king acting in that way? That's not dignified. David HaMelech's response is, Unikaloti od mizot. I'll make myself even more low. I will lower myself even more, l'shem shamayim, to be mechaved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ayiti shafal b'ena. I'll make myself low if we're talking about Kavod Shamayim. So here we have the Rambam speaking about the very central place that Simcha has within our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, within our Avodas Hashem in general. And it's looked at as a kind of an indication of whether we are really there, whether we are really engaged, are we for real? Because to the degree that we are really involved, really engaged, that's our simcha in the mitzvah, in avodat hakel. Our simcha is an indication of the fact that that's where we want to be. That's where our heart is. So the simcha in this sense becomes an indication of that fact. Let's come specifically back to the time we're in right now, and then we'll speak a little bit more about the concept in general. Rav Asher Weiss in Minchas Asher speaks, based on this Rambam, makes a beautiful distinction between the simcha that we've been experiencing from the beginning of Sukkot until tomorrow night, and then the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres, and then the Simcha Torah, and he bases it on the two Lashonos at the beginning of the Rambam. Simcha Sheismach Adam Ba'asi, first of all, Ba'asiyas HaMitzvah. So Rav Ashavai says that Zman Simchaseinu is filled with mitzvahs. So because there are so many mitzvahs, Sukkos and the Arba Aminim, we're involved, we have so many mitzvahs, so because of all of the mitzvahs that we're involved in, that is bringing the Simcha, and then we get to Shmini Atzeres. And then, it's the second, that is Uba Avas Hakel Shetzivabah. Not connected even to a specific action, a specific Maisa Mitzvah, but because of the fact that this is how we are expressing our love towards Hashem. Not without Hashem, everyone speaks about Shmini Atzeres, about being a time of just being with Hashem, and many different aspects of that, and also the aspect of just with Hashem without any specific mitzvah. Nachon, so we have Simchas Torah is an add-on. The fact that it's Simchas Torah is gamken, it's benosav. But in the mehuto shalom hayom, the essence of the day, is just that sense, it's just that we are with Hashem. So that's what Rav Asher writes, the shtei b'chinos yesh b'simchas ha-mitzvah. First, ha-simcha shismacha odom ma'asiyas ha-mitzvah. Aleinu lechabevet ha-mitzvot v'lesmoach b'kiyuman. But besides that, there's a second, ach milvad ha-simcha sheba'asiyas ha-mitzvah yesh geder nosaf uva'avat hakel shetziva ben. Ben Yisrael sameach ba'avat hakel v'lo rak ba'avas ha-mitzvah. Avat hakel lo p'chutayi me'avat ha-mitzvah k'muvor b'loshen ha-rambam, as we see specifically in the Lashon of the Rambam, Asiyas HaMitzvah on one end, and moving on, Uba'av HaSakel, and that's what Simcha Shechag HaSukkos, Simcha Ba'asiyas HaMitzvah, Ki B'Sukkos Nitztaveinu, B'Mitzvot Rabot V'Chavivot HaSukko, V'Alulu, V'Adas, V'Arava, V'Etrog, B'Chol HaMitzvot HaLulu, Ma'adrim Anu B'Hidur Rav, V'Smechim Anu B'Hem. Ava B'Shmini Atzeres, Smechim Anu Ba'av HaSakel. Ki mitzvot lo nitnu lanu b'chag zeh. We don't have any special mitzvahs. V'kasher smechim anu bo, smechim anu b'torato, k'mo shekasuv kudsh shebrichu, v'oraisa chadu, v'haderech lidvok bo, al yedei dveikus b'toraso. The way that we attach ourselves to Him is through the Torah. So that's what we are expressing on Shmini Atzeres / Simchas Torah. Question is raised if in Simchas Torah is if that we have the Simcha of the Yontif. So how is it? How do we have an additional Simcha of the Simcha that we are finishing the Torah, Simchas Torah? We're finishing the Torah here. How come there's not a problem of Ein Ma'arv and Simcha the Simcha? So Rav Sternbach raises this and clarifies. Some of you are already thinking now. Of course. That's not a problem, and he clarifies that the issue of Ein Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha is when you have a specific Ma'isa Mitzvah. But here, the Simcha, what is? He starts off with saying, what is the Simcha of Yontif? Mitzvah Simcha B'Chag Ikara Hargashat Simcha Klalit Al shenivcharnu mikol ha'amim v'akadosh baruch hu nasan lanu toroso im mitzvotav v'kava lanu akadosh baruch hu zmanim miyuchadim lismoach gam v'ofen chitzoni d'ayinu b'machal v'mishta v'zeh b'yamim tov. So what is the simcha of Yontif? Simcha of Yontif is again hargashat simcha klalit al shenivcharnu mikol ha'amim v'akadosh baruch hu nasan lanu toroso. The simcha that comes, and this is, I think, the key word, we'll elaborate in a couple of minutes in a different context, is perspective. Simcha comes through the ikar perspective. Perspective that what? Here, realizing on Yom Tov, the perspective, realizing, wow, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bachar Otanu Mikol HaAmim V'Nasan Lanu Es Torasa. Wow! And that feeling of in that time of wow is what brings the simcha. That's ikar ha-simcha. On top of that also, there is physical expression to the simcha that we have on Yontif. We have outward expressions of that by eating machal umishta, right? Machal of umishta on Yontif to express the simcha. But don't make any mistake about it. The simcha is from the realization shabachar atanu mikol ha'amim that comes through the perspective of appreciation, and we have to take time out to be able to internalize that, to appreciate it, to contemplate that. That's what brings the simcha. And the tzivui is also to involve ourselves in food. So therefore, Rav Sternberg says that since that is the ikara simcha, is that perspective, so therefore, ha'isur of ein ma'arvim simcha b'simcha haynu dafka b'mitzvah pratit, kegon nisuin, ein la'arva b'simcha sachag, shiyisoda simcha klalit al shabach arbanu ha'gadosh baruch hu, la'am kadosh b'torazenu ha'kadosha. V'mkein b'simcha stori, he continues, we'll go through inside to save time, simcha stora, where the whole simcha, even the simcha of simcha stora, maybe we'll see what the last line, he says, it's not ma'arvin simcha b'simcha that we have simchas Torah of the Torah on the Yontif Shmini Atzeres. The Adrabba zeu ikar kiyum haMitzvah v'zman simcha hi b'Torah v'lav dafka al siuma. Simchas Torah is a simcha over to we're about Torah. We're sameach al haTorah, not about finishing the Torah. It's nachon, it's nikba at the time that it works out. But now, according to Masha Mekubal, for a long time already, is that we finish the Torah on Simchas Torah, on Shmini Atzeres. But that's not what it's about. That's nice also. It's a simcha about over the Torah. Shekibalnu es haTorah. So therefore, there's no issue. It is exactly the simcha. There's no issue of ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. To go to, specifically, though, to the points on the next page regarding the external manifestations, expression of our simcha on simcha sachag. These are also famous halachas in the Rambam. Also, I'm sure at this point in Sukkot, everybody has seen. But we're going to go a little bit further again with a different piece of Rav Sternbach. The Rambam in Hilchos Yontif Perek Vav speaks about simcha. Shivas yimei ha-Pesach v'shmonas yimei ha-Chag im shar yamim tovim kulam asurim behesper v'tainas v'chayav adam liyot bahen sameach v'tuv lev hu u'banav v'ishto u'bnei banav have a mitzvah to be happy v'kol anil v'malav everyone who's together with him, also his whole household, everyone's together with him shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha v'chulei. Afal pi shasimcha amura kan ikorban shlomim, kmo she'anu mevarim b'ilchas chagiga, yesh bichlal ota simcha lismach hu ubano veveso kol echad karoilo. Even though it's b'makor, its origin is in, Bezat Hashem soon will return to the simcha in the shlomim. However, there is external expression of this simcha. There are instructions of what to do. Ketzad, haktanim noten lahem klayot ve'egozim u'magdanot. So the kids, we give candy. So they're happy. They have simcha. V'anashim koneh lahem b'gadim v'tachshitim na'im k'fi mamono. V'ha'anashim, the way to the man's heart, v'ha'anashim ochlim basar v'shotin yayin she'ein simcha ela b'basar v'ein simcha ela b'yayin. So we have clear external, as he said, external expressions of this simcha, of this pnimi, internal simcha. The last halacha chaf is the warning, don't mix up your priorities. when we eat and we drink, shadam ochel v'shotev v'samech v'regel, lo yimashech b'yayin v'schok v'kalas rosh, v'yomar kosher ma sheyosif b'zeh, yarbe mitzvot simcha, sha'ashikrut v'aschok, distinguishing between, the Rama's distinguishing between happiness and silliness and being foolish. We are not commanded to be silly and to be foolish. Ela ala simcha sheyesh ba avodat yotzer hakol shenemar tachas hashalo avadat hashem kecha besimcha v'tuv lev mirov kol. Repeating, right, as he said on the page before, and we saw at the end of Hilchos Lulav. Halamadata sha'avoda besimcha. We see that avodas Hashem works together with simcha. It's not something that takes us away from our avodat Hashem. V'yevsha avodat Hashem lo mitoch schok, v'lo mitoch kalut rosh, v'lo mitoch shikrus. Specifically regarding the kiyum of the outward expressions of simcha, we see here B'chol Mikra, the Rambam and Halacha Yud Ches spoke about the famous line, famous because right, that's one of the lines that does resonate with us. And remember, Ein simcha ela bebasar v'yayin. So Rav Sternbuch has noted, right? You guys familiar with Rav Sternbuch, the Rosh of the Beis Din of the Eid HaRedes, lives in Harnof. Rav Sternbuch writes that Mavur B'dvar, he brings that, have any of you ever heard of an Inyan specifically to taste a little bit wine of every day of Chol HaMoed? So he brings down, there is such a hanhaga, but the Rav Sternbuch brings down a Mavur M'dvar, based on this Rambam, Shegam bizman hazeh chayavim in haTorah le'achol basar v'lishtot yayin b'yontav k'dei l'kayim mitzvah simchas yontav. The ikar mitzvah simcha v'basar v'yayin dafka v'imkein ra'uy lishtadel. Therefore, it is appropriate to try kol yom v'yom meshmonat yimei achag v'sameach et atzmo v'basar v'yayin l'kayim ha-mitzvah kedin. V'chein shamati migodol echad zatzal shedikdek ma'od lishtot kol yom v'yom imeyacha kedei l'kayei mitzvah simcha ke'olchasa. He says, I heard of a certain gadol who's makbid every day to have meat and wine, to have, so here he says wine, right? Dikdek ma'od lishtot kol yom v'yom v'nachak l'kayei mitzvah simcha ke'olchasa. I was curious who this Adam gadol was, and I have a cousin who is very close with Rav Sternbuch, so I was in touch with him over Chol HaMoed. I said, can you ask Rav Sternbuch, who is the Adam Gadol that he was talking about when he wrote here, Adam Gadol Echad? So my cousin told me, he asked Rav Sternbuch, and Rav Sternbuch, his answer was, many Anashim Gdolim Nahagukach, and I know specifically that Rav El Yashiv was Nohekach, to have wine every day, because of this idea of Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar B'Yayin. And at the same time, the Rav Sternbuch himself, after bringing down this hanhaga of Gadol Echad, who used to do this, he continues in the next paragraph and says, but b'chozot, this is not lahalocha, something that we have to do. He says, the mitzvah simcha, mitzvah achat nimshechet l'kol shmona simei achad. There's one constant mitzvah that we're supposed to be besimcha. V'alkein ein chayav lishtot yayin kol yom davka. Rak kol pam shemargish simcha b'chag me'ezev davar ha'misamcho kayim b'zei mitzvah. Whenever you are involved in something that makes you happy, you're makayim the mitzvah of simcha b'chag, and that v'godol hanal, that godol, sameach b'yayin v'kiyim shapir b'zei mitzvah. Aval v'aday ein otoli b'chol yom davka k'mo shabiyan. What happens if somebody doesn't like wine at all? So he's saying, no, the point is that we're supposed to be happy. We're supposed to do things that will make us happy. Maybe we'll take a side tangent here for a moment to point out that, in general, there are two lines of reasoning connected to this in terms of the physical involvement in things that will make us happy. All right, we started off speaking about the simcha of the nefesh, when we speaking about the Ramchal and the Rambam. So in general terms, again, also I'm sure everybody is familiar. One idea is because we have to recognize the reality of who we are, the whole reality of who we are. We are body and we are soul. And as much as we like, and it's important for us to cultivate the soul, speak to the soul, at the same time we have to recognize the reality that we have a body attached to the soul. And when it comes time for Yontif, we have to recognize that part of who makes who we are, and that side of us, the physical side of us, has to be happy also. So we do things that will make it happy. Another way of viewing it is, you know, I can say even more, taking it one step further, is the beauty of simcha is when there is a combination of both, not just throwing a piece of meat to the dog, slach li al habitui, right? Not just, right, pacifying that body that we're stuck with, but a higher level, one could suggest it's a higher level of viewing it, is that there's adarabba. Plug this into all of the ideas of Torah coming from Shamayim down here to the earth, the connection of the physical and the spiritual. Mafli la'asot shemechaber gashmi v'ruchani. So therefore, on Yontif, at a time where nachon, the soul is on fire, and we appreciate shabachar banu mikol ha'amim natanu torato, and at the same time we bring about a connection between body and soul, the body is also involved in this simcha as well. So therefore we have the external manifestation of the simcha, of the simchat achag. And Rav Shermuch continues then, right after he says, bevaday, we don't have a chiv to eat, to drink, we don't have a chiv to drink wine every day. He says, so how, what is it? And this is a famous question that a lot of people raise. On Simchas, when we speak about Simchas HaChag, L'maisa, when do we have the kiyum, the expression of it? So Rav Shtarnbuch says something here, which is all across the board. La'ani yizdaiti nira sha'atorah lo pirta lanu tsurat ha-simcha. We're not told specifically what we have to do for the Simcha. Shekol, this is subjective. Kol echad sameach b'ma shemargish b'nafsho simcha. It depends. What's your pleasure? What makes you happy? Yesh sameach b'shira. Yesh sameach b'rikud. Yesh sameach b'achilat perot ve'egozim. Or yesh sameach b'achilat other things, right, as well. V'yesh sameach bibgadim. Some people get pleasure from wearing nice clothing. Achinaim. Uvechol elu mekayim ha-mitzvah yisameach bu. That helps you feel happier, and you're in a better mood. You're happier because of it. So when you do that, lechvot simchas achag, so you're mekayim the mitzvah of simchas achag, kemavur barosh, shegam b'tiyul, im sameach bo, mekayim b'zeh mitzvah. You enjoy going out on a tiyul, and you're going out now for on a tiyul to enjoy, on enjoying sukkah, enjoying chag. So mekayim b'zeh simcha mitzvah, simchas achag. Rav Shtarnbuch continues here and brings the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tes, which ends up bringing to the surface a question on this Rambam. The Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Tes says that Bizman Shabes Hamikdash Kayim Ein Simcha Ela Bebasa Shenemar Vezavachta Shlamim Vachalta Shom Lefnei Hashem Elokecha. Vachshav, the Gemara continues, She'ein beis hamikdash kayam, ein simcha ela b'yayin. She'nemar v'yayin yisamach levav enosh. So the question is, that's the question that ends up being, why did the Rambam leave this out? The Rambam leaves basar v'yayin. The Gemara says the idea of basar is when there is basar, which is shlamim. But afterwards, it's ein simcha ela b'yayin, because yayin is samach levav enosh. So Rav Sharmach has a nice chiddush here, and he says, v'nirah, second, we'll read the question inside also. V'kosha, kevan she'ikar mitzvah simcha hi simchat livavo, v'haloim sameach b'basar shlamim sameach nami b'basar chulin, v'lama b'zman hazeh ein simcha ela b'yayin. So we have the question on the Rambam, and we also have this question that Rav Sternbach is spelling out here, that if eating basar makes you happy, so then it makes you happy, so you have simcha. So why does it say there's only simcha b'yayin? Ela, nira shechazal ramzu lanu bezeh, she'ikar ha-mitzvah lismoach b'yontof kishimishtatef yachad simcha gashmi v'oneg ruchani yachad. This brings us back to what we were speaking about a few minutes ago in terms of synthesizing the connection between the physical pleasure and the spiritual pleasure. Now, Sternbach says, this is again, it's Mechudash. Sternbach says, the Gemara here is telling us that the essence of some real Simcha Sachag is connecting the Gashmi and the Ruchani. At the time of the Beis HaMikdash, so when you bring Shlomim, you have meat, which is definitely connected to the Ruchani, so you have meat from the Zvachim, and you have Yayin, so for sure you have that combination. V'ayinu shasameach b'Hashem dafka, k'muvur, because you have this combination of Gashmi and Ruchani, and the importance of having the connection to the Ruchani, that was the Rambam that we just spoke about, the Rambam Halacha Chof, to make sure that we don't get sidetracked and we leave our priorities are in order. Where we saw above, That is the matara. What does matara mean? The goal, the objective, of the mitzvah, the matara of the mitzvah is what? Is connecting the Gashmi and the Ruchani. Mishatef avoda ruchanit lechol mekot sheyashem v'sameach begufo ba'achilas baser. And here's this is a wild chiddush. V'chein, listen to what he says about the yayin. V'chein b'yayin nira shamitzvah ba hi mipnei shemisameach levav enosh shemiromeim levavo shesameach karaui ba'ashem. So you have zvachim, that's the baser, and you have yayin, which inherently, says Rav Sternbach, has the ability to uplift our spirits and cultivate our connection, enhance our connection to Hashem. That's handle with care on that. This line of Rav Sternbach needs a handle with care on it, because if you read it as it is, it's not too far to say that. It's very funny because Rav Sternbach, he writes at the beginning of all the svarim on the front page, Nin v'neched shel hagro. Rav Sternbach is like the biggest litvak around, the biggest misnagid around. And this line is saying that yayin is because of the fact because it's misameach levav enosh shemeromeim levavo shesameach karaui b'Hashem. It's enhancing our relationship with Hashem. You can't. That's what Rav Sternbach is saying here. I'm sorry, right? But that's what he's saying. So any complaints? Go. That's to Rav Sternbach. And then he even says it more clearly in the continuation. That's how he answers up the question that we asked: how does the Rambam ignore the Gemara that Bizman Azeh Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin? It's not true. It's Mikdash Kayim. Because of the Shlomim. But nowadays it's only B'Yayin. So Rav Sternbach says that the Rambam is including the main idea from that Gemara. That's what we've been speaking about. The main idea of that Gemara is that you have a connection between the physical and the spiritual, the Gashmi and the Ruchani. That's what the Gemara is teaching us. Now, Shein Meis HaMikdash Kayam, so you eat. Okay, meat makes you happy, eat meat. But don't forget about the fact that it has to be connected to Hashem. And that's why the Rambam is including Yayin, because Yayin is Samach Levav Enosh, and your involvement in the physical has to be connected to Hashem. So in that scenario, you'll say from Sternbach that the meat has the sign in front of it is for you, is the Gashmi side. And the wine has the sign in front of it that it's the Ruchani side. And the connection then of Gashmi for Ruchani is the full picture of Simcha. On the pasuk v'samachta b'chagecha v'yizach sameach is a beautiful idea in a verse. I want to thank I don't know if there's anyone here from Boca. Thank Rabbi Greijauer for pointing out this Rav Hirsch, where Rav Hirsch speaks about the difference between v'hayisa sameach and v'samachta and v'hayita ach sameach. He says v'samachta is just okay, just being happy. Vayita sameach is the expectation that we make ourselves happy. This ties in to what we spoke about before in terms of perspective. There's something sensitive in a way about this topic because in our times because. And it's a sugya in psychology, but it's also a sugya in Torah, and we have to work on doing the most that we can. There's a sugya in, what I mean, a sugya in psychology or in psychiatry, and more and more it's common to hear about the physical side connected to depression. There's scientists have shown that there is a chemical side to it, it's not a situation of either this one or that one. I mean, either the physical side or I've been using the perspective. So let's continue with that. Meaning, we still have a point that we are involved, that we can decide what to focus on. And that's what Rav Hirsch is speaking about here. Vayita sameach. Rav Hirsch is speaking about the fact, we're already coming towards the end of Sukkot. So with all of the enjoyment of Sukkot, and with all of the simcha, with all due respect to the simcha sachag, it's time to start talking about takeaway messages. And that's what Rav Hirsch here is speaking about, when he says that Nachon, there's a simcha right now at the time of the chag, and we feel great with our friends and with our family, and we gathered and everything from the field, and we appreciate our possessions. At the same time, we're going to be eventually leaving the chag. And the takeaway message for us is v'hayita sameach. And the way we do this is by focusing on the spiritual. And we focus on the appreciating the fact, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim. Again, V'Nazan Lanu Es Toraso. When we appreciate, when we contemplate that, and when we work on cultivating that, and we identify with that, as much as on one hand we identify with our stomachs and we enjoy the basar and yayin and shira and rikud and but at the same time, we identify with the soul. And that continues to be ignited, to be engaged, to be excited, to be happy. Litaneg al Hashem. And to search and find out where we can juice the pleasure of the soul. The words of the Ramchal that we started with. Where can we get as much pleasure as possible? And then we have the ability by even not just being happy, vayita ach sameach. He says, never ach. Nevertheless, even though we're going to have difficult times, we can still hold on, we can still connect to this simcha primit, the inner simcha, and then take it with us throughout the whole year. Then we end up with not only v'samachta, as he finishes off, but a ach sameach, happy, nevertheless, no matter what, which is some of you, I'm curious even, by a show of hands, how many of you familiar with the book Stumbling on Happiness? Is anyone familiar? Stumbling on Happiness? So I'm not being too repetitive. I take a minute to mention, going back to the last page, you have a guy, Daniel Gilbert. It's a national bestseller in the United States of America, a book called Stumbling on Happiness, where you can say, it's on one hand a scientific book, he's a psychologist at Harvard, but at the same time, he gives a lot of real life examples, which are not just dry data, and speaking about, in a way, this very point of perspective. I mean, he comes from the scientist perspective, where he is the scientist approach, where he shows through studies, through all of his data, how crucial the perspective factor is in happiness, and how minimal the stuff around us is towards happiness, despite what we think, especially when we don't have the stuff. We think that the stuff will make us happy, whatever the stuff may be. He has an example which hits you in the face. If you're interested, I asked if anyone's familiar, it's very well known to think of his, he also has a, if you're interested in this topic, he has a nice, and you don't want to take the time to read the whole book, he has a nice 20-minute TED Talk, which with over 13 million hits, where he gives the idea in a nutshell. But he has in one study comparing the level of happiness between people who won the lottery and paraplegics. Right? You think, okay, right, that's a no-brainer. And it's maybe the piece of data which hits you the strongest when he shows that it was the same level of happiness. The same level of happiness. Winning the lottery isn't going to make you happy, and a person having all kinds of other difficulties isn't necessarily going to make you unhappy. The question is perspective. The question is what you do with it. The question is where you decide to focus. So of course, Rav Hirsch here is saying that point, but deciding, again, where are you going to focus in terms of motivating us to cultivate the us of the nefesh, of the soul. But here in the word that you have in front of you, he brings also Adam Smith from the 18th century, father of modern economics, speaking about the great lie, you could say, out there in the world, which enables all of the major businesses to make money off of us by convincing society that if we buy X, Y, or Z, if we get that, then we're not going to end up being happy. So that ends up bringing about a successful economy and very often a unsuccessful individual. And when the individual has the ability to focus, this is what he speaks about more in his book, Gilbert, the ability to think about the future and know himself and think what will really enable him to be happy, then a person will be able to attain real happiness. Here he brings again the words of Smith, and what constitutes the real happiness of human life, the poor are in no respect, this is coming after reading Koheles this morning, I'm sure this resonates with all of us. This is, again, such a Koheles, it's coming from Koheles. Like, it doesn't make, like, it's all hell, and the hevel, meaning it's hevel to run after all of the stuff when you, again, you can have the Eved on the horse, and the Kesel Koheles speaks about the Eved on the horse, and the king walking on the side of the road, how many people in CEOs, people in top positions, powerful positions, are miserable in life, and how many people who have very simple lives but are focused are happy with that. It's, you know, it's all a harchava on, it's all expounding upon the idea of just a couple of wise words of Rabboseinu in Pirkei Avos of Ezehu Ashir Hasameach B'chelko. And that is also a very important and takeaway message from Sukkot as well. Let's start wrapping things up with Meli. I must point out the central role very quickly. Two very brief points, that Simcha is not just on Sukkot, not just connected to perspective, but regarding Talmud Torah, famous Hakdama of Eglei Tal. If anybody has not seen it inside, so take a few minutes and make sure to go over the famous Eglei Tal, where he's talking about the fact that he's opposing the school of thought that he's heard mentioned people say that if you're enjoying learning, then your learning is not on as high a level as it would be if you wouldn't be enjoying learning. People sometimes say, like, "Lefum tzara agra," right? If, according to how uncomfortable I am, how difficult it is, that's the schar. So if the Seder is killing me, I'm miserable, so I'm getting a lot of schar. So this is complex, because on one hand, yeah, yes, it's true, Lefum tzara agra, but at the same time, and they tell the Sokotrover says that adrabba, when the Rambam is speaking, he's not quoting the Rambam, but when the Rambam that we saw is speaking about how great, how important, paramount the avoda of Simcha is, so that is true all across the board. And he quotes a Zohar that everything is fueled with Simcha. The Yetzer Hara has its Simcha that fuels it, and the Yetzer Tov has its Simcha which fuels it. And we are meant to fuel the Yetzer Tov with as much Yetzer Tov Simcha as possible. That's as far as Limud Torah. And regarding Tshuva, with Pechozot, within the Talich, the cycle of the Chagim, the aspect is Nachon, Sukkot is in Shalosh Regalim, but it's also the end of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and there we have an explosion of Simcha. That is the Simcha of the soul, where we have the Neshama has returned, is getting closer to its form, its the place that it is yearning for and knows that it wants to be. And that's the Simcha that the Baal HaTanya speaks about in this sense, Ve'ein lecha simcha gdola kitzet mehagalut vashviya. Kimashal ben melech shaya b'shviya. When the son of a king was in captivity, ותוכן בבית האסורים, ומנובל באשפה, ויצא לחפשי על בית אביו המלך. So when the son of the king is let free out of jail, see that there's an explosion of simcha. That is the mashal of the Baal HaTanya to what is taking place in tshuva, in the tshuva process. The neshama is returning to where it wants to be, where it's longing, what will make it happy. And there's an explosion of simcha. When that happens, that's the simcha of the tshuva process. That's what Rav Kook also, without reading it inside, Rav Kook, you don't have to read it because I highlighted how many times in the Igeret, a letter about tshuva that Rav Kook is writing, how many times the word simcha appears. He's speaking about tshuva, but he goes, as again and again and again, about the simcha of the soul, the simcha naziv, the simcha that when a person is involved in connecting his soul, neshama, to the source, going back to where it wants to be and giving it full expression, how much simcha, how much happiness there is in that process. So, Be'ezrat Hashem, we spoke about Simcha of the Chag, we spoke about certain halachic aspects, mainly within the words of Rav Sternbach, both of you, we spoke about why Simcha's Torah, there's no problem, Ve'emar Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, because the whole Simcha of Shmini Atzeres is a clear recognition of our relationship with Hashem, not even other mitzvahs that get us sidetracked, Ki'ilu. But we're only focused on a relationship with Hashem. And that's what Simchas Torah is all about. And we spoke about the external expressions of Simchas Achag through whatever will make a person happy, and the importance, based on the words of the Rambam, how Rav Sternbach spoke about the expression of Chag being a synthesis between spiritual happiness and physical happiness, and bringing that all together. And the takeaway message of Rav Hirsch and others regarding the importance that perspective has on enabling us to connect to Simcha in a very real way. And perhaps that's the Avoda and the Rambam, to finish with the opening line, that of the on the sheet here. The Rambam refers to Simcha as being Avoda Gdoli. It's an Avoda. Simcha is an Avoda. What's the Avoda? Throw me a steak and some chips and I'm happy. I'm good. What's the Avoda of Simcha? The Avoda of Simcha is the times where it takes perspective. Anyone who didn't get that, so it's time for Chazar on Rishpizim. Okay? So, the Avoda of Simcha is the work that we have to put in, the internal work, to take a step back. Whoa! Realize. Contemplate. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu. Ani ben shel melech. Ben Avram Yitzhak v'Yaakov. Achaz kama kama now. I'm here in Yerushalayim. We're connecting with the national level. Am Yisrael is back, and now it's Yisrael. Look at the relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We engage in that effort of Avoda Simcha, then we're connected in the deepest way. Sheyeh lekulanu Chag Sameach.